Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From the most trusted journalists at Comedy Central, it's America's only source for news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Desi Lydon.
Good news for you tonight. Women's sports are now the best sports. Michael Costa tries to get out of a speeding ticket, and Donald Trump has found an entirely new way to lose money. So let's get into the headlines. With some news from the business world. Last week, Donald Trump's social media platform Truth Social went public with a value of $8 billion. Which seemed like a lot for a website whose business model is, what if Twitter was just Nazis? And guess what? Turns out it was.
Tonight's stock in Donald Trump's media company tanking after Trump's social media platform Truth Social reported losing $58 million last year. The company was valued at nearly $10 billion after it went public last week as Trump supporters rushed to scoop up shares.
Truth Social is doing very well. It's hot as a pistol and doing great.
But today, that rude awakening, the revelation of last year's losses, sent the stock plunging more than 20% and the value of Trump's own stake losing more than $1 billion.
Yeah, Trump, you lost $1 billion yesterday. Now you're only worth $6 billion, you broke bitch. Oh. We got him, finally. Now, there's a bit of a disagreement over why the stock dropped so much. Analysts say it's because of huge losses and limited market upside, while Trump advisors argue it's because of woke, gay, trans, DEI Hunter Biden's laptops. So who's to say? At this point, it just seems like Trump is trying to be in every section of the newspaper: finance, politics, style, city crime. It's only a matter of time until he drops a theater review. Just saw Wicked, Total Witch Hunt. Let's move on to the fight. Yeah, you can clap for that, yes. Ah, Trump. Let's move on to the fight over abortion rights, where today Florida handed us a mixed bag.
Now to Florida, where the state Supreme Court just issued two major rulings on abortion rights.
Two major decisions. The Florida State Supreme Court has now cleared the way for one of the strictest abortion bans in the nation to go into effect. It bans abortion at just 6 weeks into pregnancy. But at the same time, that same state Supreme Court also allowing this issue to be on the ballot in November, allowing Florida voters to decide whether they want to protect access to abortion up until viability, which is considered to be around 24 weeks into pregnancy.
Florida, what is going on here? You're restricting abortion, but you're also putting it on the ballot? Pick a lane. These are some crazy mood swings. You better hope you're not pregnant. Look, a six-week abortion ban is obviously a terrible setback for women's rights. But there is a small glimmer of hope in that the voters also have a chance to legalize abortion again, which is good news. And also depressing to be celebrating that as good news. But in this climate, I guess that's where we're at right now. I don't know whether I'm happy or not. I feel like Ron DeSantis' face. But hey, at least abortion is on the ballot. Finally, the people of Florida will be able to choose something besides community service or jail time. And that is something. That is something. Let's move on to sports. We're in the final stretch of March Madness, that special time of year that turns every office into an underground gambling ring. And last night, all eyes were on a rematch between two of the biggest stars in the tournament.
In GOAT fashion, Caitlin Clark led Iowa over defending champion LSU in a rematch of last year's final.
For anyone who questioned her greatness, Caitlin Clark had the answer. 41 points, 9 threes, 12 assists. A record-breaking masterpiece that lived up to the hype of a rematch in an epic battle of greats.
Clark steps back, fires, you bet! Oh my! From Schenectady! She's simply ridiculous. She's possessed.
This poor announcer, Caitlin Clark, hit so many big shots that the guy was clearly running out of things to say. She's ridiculous. She's possessed. She's a witch. Drown her. I don't know. But honestly, what an awesome rivalry. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, two fierce competitors playing their hearts out, captivating the nation while they're still in college. My biggest accomplishment in college was getting a single dorm because of my IBS. Hey, if there was a sock on the door, it was an especially bad night. Point is, it feels like women's basketball is having a moment this year, and you can tell by how much the media can't stop talking about how they're talking about it.
What a great thing for women's sports that we care. We're talking about it tonight on CNN because people are caring, and ultimately that is good. We care.
The fact that we're talking about women's basketball and any, you know, women's sports in general, I mean, this is really great.
I freaking love it.
It's really great.
I have done this for 32 years. I've never once spent 5 minutes of any show I've ever done anywhere talking about a great women's game last night at any level.
Okay, that might say more about you, but we'll take the win. We'll take it. That's right. People are excited about women's basketball right now. They're discovering it like it's the first time your mom tried sushi. Oh, my God. Have you heard about this? Spread the word. But everyone is raving. Everyone. Even Shaquille O'Neal said women's basketball this year is a better game than men's basketball. Men's basketball player. That's like Chef Boyardee telling you he only eats SpaghettiOs now. SpaghettiOs, the official food of clinical depression. SpaghettiOs, want to hurt an Italian person's feelings? Try SpaghettiOs. One more. SpaghettiOs, you don't have to love your kids. Anyway, think about how far women's basketball has come. 10 years ago, if you went to a bar on a Monday night to watch women's basketball, it was because you were an alcoholic. But today, if you're at a bar on a Monday night, it's because you're an alcoholic who also wants to watch women's basketball. That is progress. This has been a hugely successful college tournament for the women, even despite some obstacles.
In the women's tournament, controversy is brewing after four games were played on a court in Portland, Oregon, where the three-point line was about 6 inches closer to the hoop on one side. The error was discovered before North Carolina played Texas in the Elite Eight. Both teams' coaches decided to go ahead with the game to not delay the tournament.
Okay. I really relate to this as a woman. It is so classic for someone else to f walk up. And we're like, oh, the line is messed up? It's fine. We'll just go ahead and play 4 games. You can fix it later. Or not. Whatever. I'm sorry. Exactly happened with the 3-point line. To get more on this, we go live to Josh Johnson at the arena. Josh, what happened down there? The line was several inches too short. That's a huge error.
Well, Desi, I talked to the director of court maintenance who made the mistake, as well as several other men who were just around, and we all agreed that your length being a few inches shorter than everyone was expecting is no big deal. No story here. Back to you.
Having the line be that short makes an enormous difference.
Enormous is a little mean. Plus, it's not about the length of the line. It's about how you play the game, okay? And I think we can all agree, it was a pretty good game, you know? It was good for me. I enjoyed it. And as far as the difference, the women didn't even notice, all right?
Josh, even if the women said they didn't notice, trust me, they always notice.
Okay, but let's give this line guy a break, because when I talked to him, he swore this had never happened before, okay? And we don't even know why it was too short. Maybe it was his first time, okay? Maybe he had been drinking, all right? Maybe the arena was cold.
So how does being cold make a difference?
It just does, okay?
Wow, you seem pretty worked up about this. Why don't we move past the length of the line?
Thank you.
Let's talk about the curve, because the curve was weird.
All right, Desi, I'm out. This is why I only play basketball by myself, okay?
Josh! What did he say? Josh Johnson, everybody. When we come back, we'll discover the hero that New York doesn't want but needs, so don't go.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
New York City introduced the first congestion pricing plan in the country, and there's one local who's set on making sure New Yorkers pay their fines. Our own Michael Costa caught up with him in another installment of Thank Me Later.
Hi, I'm Michael Costa. License plates, they help track traffic violators, but what happens when shifty citizens purposely cover them up? Sorry. Tonight on Thank Me Later, we'll meet one man who's dedicated his life to ensure that New Yorkers are being held accountable for traffic violations. I went on a bike along with this snitchalante to investigate. And you can thank me later.
Communities cheated out of improvements to roads, bridges, and other infrastructure because of people covering up their license plates.
When it goes through the camera system, we can't pick it up.
Officials say these scoff laws cost the city more than $100 million every year.
That's right. Some New York drivers have started obscuring their plates by partially covering them. These are called ghost plates, and one man is taking it upon himself to bust these ghost plates.
Hey, it's Gersh Kunstman, still on the criminal mischief beat. I'm going to dedicate today to illegal covered license plates.
We got a guy with a DA placard, I'll show you that in a minute,
and a cover.
So what even incentivized this genuine New York freak to make this his life's mission? I caught him in one of the hottest zones for ghost plates, Lower Manhattan.
The issue is, if you're driving around and you're speeding, and you're doing it with a covered plate, you're never gonna get the ticket, and you're never even gonna realize how badly you're driving. So I wanna make sure the person gets all the tickets to which he's entitled.
What do you say to your critics who say he's a snitch, he's a loser, he doesn't have a life, a hobby, a family, a job, he doesn't have friends or a social life? What do you say to those people?
I'm not trying to get people tickets. What I'm trying to do is show the people who are trying to get people tickets that their system is broken.
We're in New York City. There's cops everywhere. Why aren't the police officers cracking down on these ghost plates?
The vast majority of the people I've caught defacing or covering their plates are cops or firefighters or court officers. I've done about 120 of these videos in the past 3 months, and I'd say about 70 of them were law enforcement officials. The very people who shouldn't be breaking the law are finding a way to break the law by defacing their plate and then break the law by then speeding.
You're getting more cops tickets for speeding. Give me some. That's awesome.
I mean, the goal is not to be an asshole. The goal is to be a little bit of an asshole.
When does it end? And does that mean you're in a ditch somewhere with a couple NYPD bullets in your chest? Not that I want that.
I mean, it would make a great story.
I actually see two heroes here.
Yeah?
I see you.
Thank you.
Who is putting your life on the line.
More or less.
Enforcing law enforcement. Mm. And then I see another hero here, and that's me.
Mm.
Because I found you, and I'm sharing your story with others.
That's exactly right. So thank you for that.
You can thank me later.
I'll thank you right now.
That's not what the segment's called.
Gersh took me on a bike along through Lower Manhattan to catch some ghost plates in action. After only a minute of biking, we hit our first offender.
This is a great one. Is this normal wear and tear? And the answer is obviously no.
Right.
So in a situation like this, regardless of where we are, I mean, we're literally within inches of a police officer.
I mean, I'm nervous right now.
You're nervous.
What? We're in a private cop lot.
Yeah.
And this is okay.
Okay, go ahead. Well, hey, it's Gersh Kunstman. This one is just so defaced, I couldn't resist. I want him to get all the tickets he deserves. So I got my paint pen, and we're just gonna fill this in for him. And just be, as a courtesy to the officer, because we are in police parking, I'll also do the New York. The plate cover is illegal.
Right.
You can see it, but if you're a speed camera, which shoots at like this angle at night, these covers are illegal for that reason. I'll probably just pull out my screwdriver and do what I do best.
Okay.
I just take the illegal cover and I'll just leave that on the front of the car.
To show that you're not stealing it.
Yeah, and I don't steal anything. And then we more or less get out of here.
And then we more or less get out of here. Bye.
This is now the third time I've caught this guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, same cop.
You've been here before.
Oh yeah, actually twice. But the fact that he's scraped it off again means I gotta do some more work.
There's such a important part of being a pest.
Yeah.
In ways to actually get shit done and to get people to respond to you, you have to be f***ing annoying.
Well, a bit of an asshole, yeah.
And this is the third time you've got this car.
Third time.
And you're being f***ing annoying to it.
After a grueling day of catching ghost plates and meeting fans.
All right, ladies, we'll see you later. Look me up, I'm Ronnie Chang.
I had to recognize all the great work Gersh was doing for the New York community.
Has anybody ever given you a thank you card, a trophy, a plaque, a certificate for the public service you're doing?
That'd be ridiculous. No one's done that.
Well, that's going to change today.
What?
Because on behalf of The Daily Show.
Oh, my God.
We got you your own ghost plate.
This is outrageous.
That's for you, Gersh.
That's amazing.
Read it.
To my favorite ghost plate killer, when it comes to busting ghost plates, who are you going to call? Gersh Kunstman. Wow.
Thank you, Gersh, for being the annoying snitch New York City needs to keep its streets safe. And you can thank me later.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
District and is running for the Senate against America's sweetheart, Ted Cruz. Please welcome Representative Colin Allred.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is great. It's different from what I usually do. So.
Yeah, they're fun, right?
Now you guys are—it's a little better than the House right now.
Just slightly. Yeah. That's—I mean—that's not saying a lot. That's keeping the bar pretty low. You have such an interesting resume. You're a former NFL player, civil rights attorney. Congressman, and now currently running against Ted Cruz.
That's right. For this
Senate. Yeah. In Texas, as a Democrat, which is a bit of an uphill battle, right now you're currently polling at 6 points behind. Does it make it worse that you're lagging behind Ted Cruz, of all people?
Now, listen, I'm confident that on November 5th, the Texans are going to come out and show who we really are. I think we've had enough of 12 years of having, you know, an embarrassment, one of the most divisive senators in the country. You know, somebody who, you know, I think fundamentally doesn't appreciate who we really are as Texans. I'm a fourth-generation Texan. I was raised by a single mom in Dallas. You know, you mentioned what I've been able to do, but I was able to do that because I had a lot of help from my community, from my state. I want to make sure that we can have somebody who actually cares about us in the Senate.
You have said before that Texas doesn't have to be embarrassed by their senator. What is the most embarrassing thing about Ted Cruz? Is it that he fled to Cancun while Texans were in the dark and cold, or that time that he didn't feel the booger on his lip for so long? Burned in my memory.
You know, I think there's the antics, right? There's like the, you know, reading green eggs and ham on the Senate floor while you're trying to take healthcare away from 40 million people. There's stuff like that. There's the fact that he podcasts 3 times a week, which is a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know, sitting United States Senator. Yeah. But, you know, when you had that little rolly bag when he's coming back from Cancun.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's frustrating going through those little rope lines at any time.
Uh-huh.
When you're going through it alone to explain why you abandoned your state during a statewide crisis, that was really embarrassing.
That was a Chris Hopper, you're a father of two, yeah. And you were one of the first members of Congress to take paternity leave. First of all, thank you for your service. And secondly, why is that so rare among your colleagues?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't know that I was going to be the first when I did it. I thought that it was just a normal thing to do.
You'd think.
And, you know, I grew up not knowing my father. And so for me, I knew that when we had kids, that I was going to do it right. And that starts at the beginning. And there's so much... We've learned a lot. There's so many benefits for when men take leave in those early days. It's better for the men themselves, for their spouses, for their kids. And, you know, this is not available to every American. And I want to make sure that it is. And so that's one of the things I've been working on. Because, you know, you and I both know that those early days are tough.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're welcoming, you know, your bundle of joy is also coming with a whole lot of other things that are changing your life. And, you know, I don't think it's right that we're the only major developed country in the world that doesn't have a national paid leave policy.
Could not agree more. Texas was one of the first states to criminalize abortion. What would be your plans to protect and restore women's reproductive rights?
As you mentioned, my wife and I, we've had two boys in Dallas in the last 5 years. And I went to every ultrasound appointment, every genetic testing. And, you know, those rooms, when you're having those conversations with your doctor, they're too small to have somebody like Ted Cruz in there with you. What's happening in Texas is really, it's a tragedy. We've had 26,000 women who've had to get birth to their rapist child since these laws went into place. We've had stories like, you know, Kate Cox, who was a mother of two, who had a much wanted third pregnancy. She had to go to the emergency room four times. Her doctor said she needed a medically necessary abortion, and she asked her state, can I have it close to home? Because I have a 1- and a 3-year-old at home. And they said no, and they didn't just say no. It's if you do this, we're gonna prosecute you, your doctor, your hospital. We have counties saying you can't drive through the county if you're gonna use the roads to access an abortion. Mm-hmm. I mean, that doesn't sound like freedom to me. And I know one thing about us as Texans, is that we believe in freedom. And so, to me, the only way that we can restore this right to Texas women and families is at the federal level by codifying Roe v. Wade. And I'm not saying that's what we're doing.
Voter turnout is going to be critical for you to flip the seat. It's been estimated that 9.5 million registered voters didn't vote in the last election. How will you encourage Texans to get out and vote? And does it rhyme with schmishmortion?
Well, as you mentioned, I was a civil rights lawyer, but I was a voting rights lawyer specifically before I ran for Congress. You know, to me, there's nothing more important than getting, you know, Texans and our fellow Americans engaged in our democracy. And in Texas, we make it way too difficult to vote. But I want folks to know there's a reason why they're trying to make it harder for you to vote. Why are they trying to take your voice away? Why are they trying so hard to make it difficult for you to be engaged? Don't let them do it, right? And to our young people, you know, it's like one of these things where you wouldn't let your grandparents pick your playlist for the next 6 years. Don't let them pick your senator, right? You know? So. I mean, I think it's also true that we have to talk about what's at stake. You know, to me, in Texas, what's at stake is our fundamental freedoms. They've taken away a woman's right to choose, the ability to make your own decisions about your body. They're banning books. They're kicking kids out of school because of their hairstyle. I mean, to me, this is fundamentally about who we are as Texans and as Americans. And we have to restore freedom in Texas and across this country. And I think folks are going to come out and stand up for that.
Serve on the Foreign Affairs Committee. We just recently found out that 7 aid workers were killed in Gaza due to Israel airstrikes. Does that give you any hesitation to providing Israel with bombs?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, this is a horrible tragedy. And these folks were there to feed folks who are suffering from famine, extreme conditions. They've done it around the world. And to me, it's an incredibly noble venture that they're engaged in to try and make sure that we can combat these conditions. And, you know, as I see it, you know, October 7th was a tragedy, and the response, in many ways, has been incredibly difficult to deal with. Our role, I think, has to be try and ensure that we, as we're negotiating for an extended ceasefire, that we have these hostages come home and that we find a way forward in which there's two states existing peacefully next to each other. And that has to be our end goal. And we've had, this has been our policy for some time, but in some ways I think it had drifted away. And in a strange way, I think this has highlighted the need that we come back to this, that we make sure that we have a peaceful and independent Palestinian state next to a stable, democratic, and Jewish Israeli state. And these folks can coexist, because we cannot continue down this road.
I so appreciate the work that you do, and I so appreciate you being on the show tonight. I wish you the best of luck. Yeah. Representative Colin Allred, thank you.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Trading under the symbol DJT, which makes it hard to find on the internet, because every time you put $DJT in, you do get Dow Jones Transportation. So just remember that if you might be, it kept coming up as Dow Jones Transportation Index for me today, and I was like, what the hell is this? 15,000? That's pretty good.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.